The Burt Show.
It's the Burt Show's entertainment bus.
But anyway, thank you guys for setting that up. It was so fun.
Fantastic.
And we got upgraded to the pit, so it was amazing.
You did? Awesome.
Yes. So we were so close.
He knows the outfit. Did he see you from the pit?
We didn't have like a moment from the pit. Obviously I did want to have a little Wattpad moment, but we were kind of in the back of the pit, but not to where I think you could really see anybody.
I've got a homework assignment for you. Today's your birthday, so we'll do it on Wednesday. But I want you to rewrite this night.
Okay.
All right. Not with reality, but what happened in your head.
Yay.
He pulled you, because you remember, he pulled you out of the pit and brought you on stage.
I totally forgot about that.
And sang to you. And then told his manager that he wanted to see you after the show. You remember all that, right?
Oh, yeah. I have to recall it again.
Yes.
But, you know, it's been such a whirlwind of a weekend.
It's a blur.
Yeah.
It's all a blur.
Mm-hmm. I think Wednesday morning you probably rewrite it, and this is the story that we're going to go with.
Wattpad Wednesday. I got it.
Okay.
All right, perfect. Now on to entertainment buzz. Okay, let me pull up my notes. Okay. Oh my gosh. So obviously on Friday, Taylor Swift dropped her brand new album, The Tortured Poets Department. It shocked so many people in so many different ways. A, because it is a gut punch. I think we were all kind of hoping for summer bops because it got released right before summer. We were all shocked that 95% of this album is not about her ex that she dated for 6 years. Almost all of the songs are about Ratty Healy, which has completely sent the Swifties into a tailspin because she's given us so many clues that so many songs that we thought were about Harry Styles or about Joe Alwyn from previous albums are probably about Matt Healy, because apparently she's been in a 10-year situationship with him.
What?
Yes. We thought she dated him for like 2 months and then got it out of her system and moved on. Apparently this has been going on for like 10 years. She's given us clues that Maroon from Midnights is actually about Matty Healy. The Love Triangle from the Folklore album is probably about her and Matty Healy. It has blown the Swifties to smithereens in terms of like conspiracy theories about which songs are about who.
And how did they meet?
Probably just at like a party. I mean, he's the lead singer of the 1975, so they've been in the industry together forever.
Yeah.
And there's pictures of them in like 2014 when allegedly this all started. He had at one point worn a 1989 t-shirt out and about, and she had worn the 1975 concert t-shirt out and about. And that's when rumors started that maybe they were a thing, but they're just so different that I just don't think anybody took it seriously. And now we're like, oh, you're calling this guy one of the loves of your life? And we thought you just hooked up with him for like 2 weeks back in May. So I actually was scrolling through TikTok yesterday, and there is an interview with Matty Healy from years back with GQ where he, now that we have the context that he and Taylor Swift were, I guess, at one point in love, he let us know that back in the day, or well, at that time, he was daydreaming about being in love with other pop stars.
It's not that there's any kind of like romance to having a notebook, but I really like typewriters as well. I don't have one with me because that is really impractical. And the thing is with typewriters and writing on with pen to paper, there's a kind of an element of like commitment that goes with the ceremony of it. Therefore, it requires you to concentrate a bit better. So I think it's important to have a book. So it's mainly like stories that I write about my dreams of being in love with other pop stars.
The typewriter thing's also huge because that's mentioned 100 times throughout the album and in promotional stuff for it. So we're all like, wow, I guess Matty Healy was like a way bigger deal than we ever thought that he was in Taylor Swift's love life. So it's really been a mind F for a lot of Swifties.
But over the course of the last 10 years, haven't we publicly seen her in relationships with other dudes?
Exactly. So it's like a lot of red herrings where we saw her date Harry Styles. We saw her date Joe Alwyn for 6 years. And so anytime a love song came out during those 6 years, we're just like, oh, that's just about Joe, the guy that she's, you know, dating. But apparently, Matty Healy was on the table, too.
Yeah, I mean, you're talking about 10 years of on and off.
All right.
So, like, it's somebody that, you know, you started with and you thought and then no, and then you date somebody else. And then after every person you date, you ultimately get back with this person. And it's just, like, such a roller coaster. It makes sense why she would dedicate an album to him.
So is this for Taylor? Is he her dating Antichrist?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Okay. Maddie Healy is her dating antichrist.
So if you don't know that term from the Burt Show, it's like that guy or that woman that you just can't get away from. It's dysfunctional. You know it's not going to work. But somehow, some way, there's this gravitational pull. And at the end of the day, they finally do something so bad where you shut the door on the relationship. But it takes a long time to get back there.
So that's what happened. That's what she mentioned in the recent album, is that she'll never forgive him for whatever he did. But he was constantly in and out of her life. It's really thrown us all for a loop.
Now, again, Taylor has not confirmed any of this. This is Swiftie conspiracy, but very highly likely conspiracy.
Yeah, there's like some pretty obvious clues, like the fact that Maddie Healy's really big into typewriters, and typewriters are mentioned all throughout this album.
Does she ever come out after an album or after a song and detail really what it's all about for people, or she just allows everybody to sort of write their own narrative, right?
She makes
it. We'll never know.
Yeah, she makes it so obvious that she doesn't really need to come out and confirm it, but we know. Like, we know, especially if you pay attention to her songs too, and you know that ones are certain, are about certain people. And then when she has a callback to a different song, it's like, okay, I see the message that she was trying to send us. So that's what I spend most of the weekend doing, is listening to that album going, oh, that song isn't about Joe. Oh, I guess it really is about Maddie. And so I have just been in a complete tizzy looking back on photos from the last 10 years, being like, how did we miss this situation, Jeff?
If I'm Travis Kelce, Taylor Swift could walk all over me, because in the back of his mind, he's like, if this ends, I'm a triple album. I'm a quadruple album. I am staying straight.
You know, at least we'd get some bangers out of it. All right, David Beckham is suing Mark Wahlberg because he allegedly screwed him over in a business deal. I'll fill you in on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.